Welcome to yet another edition of The Brand Called You. I brought you some amazing millennials, and today I have a really, really motivated individual, Dhruvam Thakkar from Mumbai, on our show. Dhruvam, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh.
Dhruvam has a degree in mechanical engineering. He has worked for Indus Towers and ABB, but he was motivated enough to become an entrepreneur, and he actually started by driving his own taxi in Ahmedabad and is now the founder of the Smart Taxi. Dhruvam, tell me a little bit about your early career, some of your learnings, and what made you start the Smart Taxi.
Yeah, first, it is absolutely my privilege to be on your platform, Ashutosh. And the learnings from the very beginning of my career, my journey was always, you know, a learning experience, because I tend to face a lot of failures in my life. Starting from the schooling education, you know, I was scored good in 10th. Then, based on that, my fathers and my parents, they decide that, you know, I have to go for science, and I went there. But unfortunately, I could not clear 12th. Then once again, I came back and joined engineering. Okay, based on the percentage what I could, I cleared. I was able to manage to get a silver medal into university. From there on, you know, I joined a company which was purely electrical background, that is ABB, whereas I'm a mechanical engineer. So again, there is a challenge. So my life always keeps on, throwing challenges to me. And from childhood, I was very shy by nature before. And of course, I had a tendency to, you know, do the things a bit differently than others. That was from day one. And that, has also, I can say that it is helpful for me to starting the Smart Taxi. Coming to corporate tenure, yes, I worked for eight years of journey in my corporate lifestyle. And then afterwards, but from 2012, I was dreaming a project which was purely centric for the user experience. Okay, and there, since I was traveling a lot, I used to book a cab for my company was organizing that. But I was not finding that quality of the cab and the experience what they were delivering up to the mark. Similarly, when I travel in flight and hotels, I found that, you know, it is absolutely phenomenal. So that is the reason the first line came into my mind that why can't we club all these three together? That is a cab which is offering hospitalities like Airways and features like Wellstar Hotel. Mm-hmm. And that becomes the bottom line for the Smart Taxi.
Wow, that's, you said everything very quickly. So I'm going to now ask you to tell me each of the features carefully. Okay. First, tell me about the Smart Taxi and what made you decide that there was this market niche open?
Yes. See, the Smart Taxi, wherein, as I said in a single line, we are a cab offering hospitalities like Airways and features like Wellstar Hotel. Our core focus is our customer experience. Mm-hmm. Means we believe in offering an absolutely phenomenal quality of a cab service to the users. Reliabilities, driver behaviors, car hygiene, and features. Mm-hmm. All four are combined together. What made me to, you know, identify that when I left my job in June 2016, I remember 10th June was my last date. Mm-hmm. 13th June onwards, I started researching a market. Mm-hmm. I was not having enough fund available with me after leaving my corporate tenure that, you know, I can hire some external agency and do this survey. So I drafted a survey form by myself, and then I started walking on the street. And purely, I was very clear from day one that I wanted to target a B2B segment, that is business class people. So then there were a few areas in Ahmedabad where these kind of people are available. So I just started walking and asking questions to them. I just started filling, and finally I end up in having around 170 surveys with me, which was a trigger for me that as an average rating, I got 4.67 out of 5. Mm-hmm. So that has helped me that yes, there is a need for this market where people are actually looking for a class above service, and reliability and quality is the most. Mm-hmm. Okay, then that is the reason. Then next comes about the services, then about the pricing and all. And then one by one, we finalized everything. And right now we are here.
Amazing. So, you know, when I was reading about you, and you just spoken about it, you said the Smart Taxi has Airways hospitality and features of a starred hotel in a cab. Help me understand what you mean by Airways hospitality and features of a starred hotel.
Yes, like to start it with, like it's a very similar concept to what Airways they follow. Like suppose if any customer, they welcome with a very smiley face. Okay. So like there they have air hostesses, whereas we have our cabbies. We popularly call them cabbies. Okay, so we train them in greetings the customers all in one show, in a one way, in a standardized format. So you travel right now, we have a presence across 16 cities. You book any cab across 16 cities, you will be greeted in the same way in all cities. That is the standardized. Second, when you travel in a flight, you know, you tend to listen a very soft meditation music on the background. That also we capture from there, and then we start playing the music in all our cabs. That is also standardized pattern across all cabs in all cities. Then coming to features, you know, when people we found that, you know, people tend to sometimes they feel hungry, sometimes they need the water, okay, which is not available in most of the cabs. So we started putting these features. So we put our snacks. Okay, we offer premium chocolates, we offer newspaper to read, magazine to read. Okay, there are n number of varieties what we can make, starting from Wi-Fi connection till Amazon Kindle. We have all the varieties to offer. Wow. N number of customizations you can make to make your service more spacious. Less then next was, we found that, you know, people were tend to go for certain kind of a specific models for the vehicle. Okay, so that also we provide option to the customers that these are the models we have, and you choose that and you will get that one.
So are your taxis or your cars bigger than what you see with Ola and Uber?
No, we basically, basic categories are starting from the same car. We start from sedan onwards, which includes Desire, Etios and all popular models. And then up to extent, we can even go for BMW, Audi, Mercedes, 7 Series as per the client request. So all varieties of range what we have for the customers.
But you know, I was speaking to some of your two big competitors, and they were saying that there isn't, or the Indian consumer is not willing to pay a premium. How are you managing to extract a better price?
Yeah, there are two things what I would like to share here in response to your question. Number one is, majorly people, as soon as they heard about a taxi, they always consider us as like another model for Uber or Ola, where actually we are not.
Correct.
We majorly target to the companies, those who are onto corporate car rental business. To name a few, like Avis, Car Club, Cars on Rent, they are our main competitors. Okay, and those who are providing similar kind of a service as compared to us. Now, coming to a willingness of paying a premium charges to the product. Yes, initially the market size is still very limited, but yes, now it is growing day by day. And you know, if I compare Uber and Ola and us, you know, there whatever the people, they always majorly follow the discount factors, and price is the most important for them. They are ready to adjust in some of the parameters. Whereas this side, if I see, you know, we don't offer much discount to customers when they initially rides, and we always believe in building real loyalty to the customers. So we actually build a good brand value, as well as the reference whom they flow. Okay, they are also equivalent, and they will never demand for, never bargain for the prices. They'll always ask for the service, and that we always deliver.
Wonderful. So you know, in a company like yours, the smart taxis, you said in 16 cities. There must be very heavy reliance on technology. And you know, so how have you built such a powerful technological platform?
Okay, see, we are not on any technology because when we started with very basic. Okay, even today also we operate, since our major customers are our corporate clients, they always prefer us to book by email calls. Okay, and because we have standard agreement, 1 year agreement contracts with them, and based on which we deliver the service to them. So they always intimate us by email. On an additional facilitation basis, we also started taking bookings over WhatsApp, where people can, you know, text on their convenience and we respond to them. So as of now, we have not built anything technologically very strong. But yes, whatever is available basic in the market, like we take feedbacks through Google Forms. Okay, then whenever we we have people. So we always believe in giving personalized touch to people rather than leaving them on app based or chat board or that things we have never implemented. Because as soon as they talk to somebody in a real life, okay, they will feel that yes, the experience is good. And that is where they, you know, we get customers more and more.
So you must have got a very strong referral customer base.
Absolutely. Yes, our reference in 2019 is 69%. Okay, that is purely we gain the business word of mouth. Okay, and 86% is a repeat booking despite of not offering any discount.
And you know, you spoke a few minutes ago about training. Help me understand, you know, I've also run a big pharmaceutical retail chain, pharmacy chain with 1200 employees. And one of the biggest challenges we always faced was consistency of service. And you're saying, wherever I go, your cabbie will greet me in exactly the same way.
Yeah.
How have you managed that?
See, most of the time, when it is a human intervention, there are chances of errors are more. So what we started doing is like we started recording the audio. Okay, we get it done through professional studios. Okay, wherein when once customer board the cab, he just say namaste, good morning, or whatever it is, and then he start playing that welcome speech. Mm. So that is a welcome speech, what we call. Mm. So that welcome speech is played in a music system of a car. Okay, which will greet the customer like namaste, welcome to the smart taxi, and that is how. So that is a brief. Okay, and so that has delivered the consistency. Meditation music is again a standard. Every 3 months we change meditation music. We keep on experimenting. Mm. Okay, we try by ourselves and then we change it, and then we spread it across all the 16 cities and ask our partners to play that. Mm. So they do it. In terms of features, what we offer in terms of snacks, all brands are fixed. Mm. They are not allowed to take any other brands other than what we have recommended to them. Now, to make this consistency across down the line in all 16 cities, the best thing what has helped us is our process. Okay, when we select, suppose right now to tell an example, if there are 20 partners whom we are screening on an initial base, mm-hmm. finally we will ended up in contracting only with two.
I see.
Okay, so we screen them thoroughly in terms of how they are responding, how their cab is, whether they have corporate experiences or not. We take each and individual driver's interview over phone. We ask them certain real life questions, that suppose if any lady is traveling with you alone, which mirror you will use more, which mirror you will not use more. So that will give us a sense that, you know, he is actually able to understand that what quality of service I have to deliver. And that helps us scaling the consistent quality of service in the ground across anywhere we have presence.
That's absolutely incredible. I mean, I'm sure someone will do a case study on how you've managed to bring consistent service across 16 cities.
Yes, because right now we have, you know, around in last year we have only 1.3% of complaints, 98.2% of rides as absolutely flawless.
Incredible. So, you know, one of the big challenges a lot of startups face is scaling up. You have scaled up in 3 years' time. What have been some of your challenges?
Yeah, scaling up the challenges, because whatever we have done, we are a bootstrap startup from past 3 years, and even still we are running. Our revenues are working very well for us, to be very honest. And the major challenge what we faced is the demand of quality, what we need from people, because this industry is always considered to be a very unorganized and, you know, managed by non-professional people, wherein we always commit our customers that we will give absolutely professional service to you. And we don't have any vehicles on our own. We always get associated with cab partners or fleet owners, and we operate through them. We use their inventories. So this was the major challenge, to get them convinced that how it is. But when our numbers started speaking, so that has helped us a lot. Yes, these people are doing something different. Let me join it. Mm-hmm. And parallelly, we are also paying them a slightly marginally higher side compared to what they get in market, so that they are always bound to deliver the quality service.
And one more question on the smart taxi before I move to the next segment. You are primarily catering to corporates.
Yes.
You must have got a very large marketing team that is reaching out to all these corporates.
Yeah. Here also, you know, word of mouth has helped us on a major base. Mm. Okay. Our marketing team you will be very much of all the 16 cities operation. We are quite currently managing only with the team of 7, including me.
Wow.
Okay, so we work with a very lean resource. Secondly, we also formulated our agreement, contractual agreement, with whom we associate as our fleet partner.
Mm-hmm.
At point of time when required, they can also act as a representative and represent the smart taxi in individual companies.
Okay,
so as whatever the major business they get for us, they will also get certain additional percentage of commission out of it. So sure. That commissional model we worked out with. Mm-hmm. And yes, we always believe, you know, directly approaching to the customers. So social medias are helping us well, especially LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got many of the corporate inquiries, and you know, we responded to that. So it always flows through resources and references. That's it.
So Dhruvam, let me move to the next segment, which is about startups. And you are a successful startup, and I wish you lots of success.
Thank you.
But you know, we also know that in the startup environment, not too many companies succeed. Based on your experience you must have talked to many, many young people who are doing their own startups, what are some of the basic mistakes a lot of startup entrepreneurs make?
The basic mistakes, what I have seen, I came across when I discuss with the people, the basic thing, they always keep doing basics. See, they always wanted to grow from a day one. Okay, they want to always either they wanted to be a replica of somebody which is well established startup, or they wanted to grow on a day one. They wanted to be a big billion daddy.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what they need to understand, that you know, it is a time which plays a major factor. Secondly, always focusing on basic, which will help you to keep your expenses minimal. Expenses plays very important role in survival of a startup.
Correct.
Because being a bootstrap, if we are able to start surviving till date despite of competition and beating them as well, okay, that is the main role what is played, that expenses. So if we feel that yes, this is the software what we need, we only expense that. We don't add, suppose till now we are not on app as of now, but still we are able to manage all the flows.
Mm-hmm.
We are operating through landline phones, we are operating through mobiles, people are calling us, we are texting them on WhatsApp, people, we are responding them, so mails. So, but still it is whatever is basically needed, we are only operating with that, I think, and that is, and our main focus was whatever the amount we need to invest. Okay, we are majorly focused on investing in enriching our customer experience, which is, you know, flown down the line, and they have just got a good business for us.
And you obviously got all your people who have bought into your own dream. So
yes.
That's fantastic.
Correct.
Dhruv, do you have a co-founder?
No, I do not have a co-founder.
What are your views of a single founder versus two co-founders?
See, sometimes co-founders, it is good because, you know, you get distribution of work and you get roles and responsibilities very clearly defined.
Yeah.
But in my case, you know, people, the biggest problem was that people was not ready to believe because of the availability, the way market was moving.
Mm-hmm.
There were people like, there were players like Uber, Ola, Avis, Car Club. They all are very well funded, deep pocketed, whereas we were not having enough money even to survive for initial days. So when I asked people to approach and ask them to join with me, they said, yeah, it doesn't look to be nice to be with you at present, and they don't want to skip from the regular income.
Correct.
So that is when, you know, I could not find anybody. But right now, yes, definitely we are also in a need of that, because we feel the way we are moving. Okay, and we are in a search of that.
And have you raised money?
Not as of now.
Okay. So, you know, one of the questions that I ask a lot of people is on the importance of startups understanding failure. You know, we've got a lot of challenges in a lot of startups because people fail. And in our culture, in our country, our parents don't teach us how to fail. Or yes. They don't tell us, if you fail, don't worry.
Absolutely.
What are your thoughts on this?
You rightly pointed out, you know, it is like whatever way you wanted to do, if you wanted to succeed your dream, or you have to do something different, there are very less people, those who appreciate you. Okay, to take my case, you know, when I discuss with my parents about, you know, or maybe my family, that when I wanted to quit the job, which I was getting decently paid, okay, and then wanted to start a taxi business. So the first question what I faced was mechanical engineering, why you are going for a taxi business? That was the first point. Then I tried to convince him. Then they said there are a lot of competitions, you will not able to survive two, three months hardly. But that is, I just overcome, I just tried to overheard, to be very honest, that all that things, and then I started moving on my dream, what I decided. So there should be acceptance in society. Suppose in initial days, you know, when I was driving my taxi, people were seeing me that, yeah, they go, he's an engineer, but still he drives a taxi.
Mm-hmm.
So they were pointing, but now when today they see few of the articles, you know, about what has been published about us, they feel as very proud. Even my father, I took him one day with me, and then I told him, see, this is the office where we work, and here a security person will not allow to go inside, but I'm nobody can stop me. So that then he feels started proud that we work with MNCs, we work with Fortune 500, we work with Fortune 100 companies, SMEs also we work with. So he felt proud that, nay, my son is doing on a right path.
Wonderful.
So that's
wonderful. So I've got one question that comes to me back to the smart taxi. You know, globally, anywhere in the world, a large amount of the success of Hertz and Avis and others are self-drive cars.
Exactly.
You know, whenever I'm overseas, I pick up a car from the airport and drive. That has not come to India. Two questions on that. Number one, do you think that will come to India? And if yes, do you think the smart taxi will take this up?
Yeah, see, as of now, definitely India is the way it is growing. People are seeing absolute phenomenal potential in the Indian crowd. Okay, coming to Hertz and Avis, because of majorly they might not have introduced the service as of now. What I understand is because of the prices what they are set for. Okay, they may find their audience in different countries to pay for, but in India, yes, there is still a less number of people, those who are willing to pay for the services. So that is the reason. And definitely, if we always believe in changing ourselves frequently, so as soon as wherever the trend is, we see that yes, there is a business opportunity, we don't mind in implementing self-driving cars as well.
So you think we'll come to a stage where through the smart taxi, I will make a booking and pick up my car at Delhi airport and drive it and leave it back at Delhi airport?
Yeah, because majorly, see, here, whatever the business we do right now is for chauffeur-driven cars. Our major business comes from outstation rides.
Yeah.
Okay, and that is the reason, you know, we are in a less efforts, we generate more revenue. Because per ride revenue right now is around 6,000 rupees what we earn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if that is the reason, you know, why we didn't move for within city movement. Okay, but yes, now there's a demand. We see that, yes, there's a demand within city movement. So I'm sure it will be a case as well.
Wonderful. So there were a few more questions for you, and these are some personal questions I'll ask you. You know, my first question to you is that, you know, 8 years in the corporate world, 3 years as an entrepreneur, building an incredible brand. Have you had any mentors in your life? And if yes, what have they taught you?
The biggest mentor in my life till day, the role which was played by my father.
Okay.
I learned a lot of things from him. Though he was a government employee and I was the only one from my family who jumped into entrepreneurship. Before to us, there may be 4 or 5 generations, nobody was there into this. Okay, so my father has taught me a lot of values, okay, especially in terms of persistence, okay, calmness, okay, rather than, you know, once you, because I always tend to get disappointed earlier when I failed. And then he taught me that this is not the way to deal it. If you are failed, you try to see where you failed, you implement, you make the changes, and then you move ahead. And that even today, I remember that words and I'm just playing with it. Secondly, the backbone of for myself is definitely my wife. Okay, she has also, no doubt, we had a lot of quarrels in between about the startups. But yes, she has supported me a lot in terms of mentally, because I keep on moving from one place to another place. Around 25 days, I won't be there at home.
Mm-hmm.
So she managed everything well, and she also, you know, takes good care of me. So my wife is also.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a few people whom I always get inspirations from, like Ratan Tata. Because I absolutely love the way he do business with the values, okay, and that is even that was the reason why I left my job, okay. So I was finding the compromising in values, and that is the reason I quit corporate life and I jumped to entrepreneurship. So that even today we do business with values, and these are the three mentors.
Fantastic, very very well said. So my next question to you is on failure, and you said a little while ago that you have failed a lot of times, and I failed many times. And every time we fail, we learn. So my question to you, Dhruvam, is what have been your learnings from some of your mistakes or your failures?
The day when we started, initially, you know, I was not able to gauge what amount of customers I need to approach, I need to pitch, what amount of prices I need to put. So starting from day one, I have failed till date, you know, more than around 100 times. And multiple deals, okay, we were able to get 3 lakh deals, which we failed. But that's what I said, that when what I learned from my father, okay, that plays a very important role here. That yes, of course, that deal doesn't crack, that's fine. Whatever may be the reason, I try to understand from the customers. If they say it openly, that's fine. If they don't understand, if they don't say, then, you know, we try to judge that this is what may be, and that is where we make the correction, okay. And so and then we move on. So from the failures, every time whatever the failures came to my life, I always, you know, rather than getting disappointed, number one, I kept on moving.
Mm-hmm.
Number second, keep on changing myself and adapting to the trend or whatever the demand. And third thing, whatever I did for my customers.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That's really amazing. So my last question to you, Dhruvam, you know, a lot of young people will be watching our talk.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be on all the audio podcast platforms, etc.
Yes.
A lot of young startup entrepreneurs will be motivated by you.
Mm-hmm.
What would your advice be to a young individual who wants to start off on his or her own?
Okay. The first advice, it is a very good question, you know, and I love when people ask me this question. Number one, start always with basics. Whatever you have, try to manage the things in that. From day one, don't try to see a bigger picture. Okay, go step by step. Secondly, you know, never do anything, you know, to build up valuations. You always have to focus on building the solutions and providing the best what you can do for your society. that will help you improve your brand. And third, of course, don't have a fear of failure. If you decided something in mind, just go and try it. Even though if you fail, you will learn something which nobody else could do that. So that's the three things what I would like to share with you.
Dhruvam, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you, and I sincerely wish the Smart Taxi lots and lots of success.
Thank you. Thank you, Ashutosh, for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Called You podcast. Be sure to visit tbcy.in to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover fantastic bonus content. You can follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Simply search for The Brand Called You. Thank you, and see you next week.